Section 7. General Driving. Turning and turnabouts. When turning, you should search all corners for traffic controls, pedestrians, other vehicles, and signal your intentions. Enter and maintain in the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go. Look through the turn to the farthest point possible along the intended path. Accelerate smoothly to appropriate speed, make sure your turn signal is cancelled, and be aware of traffic to the rear. Right turns. Avoid swinging wide to the left before making the turn. Always turn right from the rightmost portion of your lane. Left turns. When making a left turn, yield to oncoming traffic. Always turn left from the leftmost portion of your lane. Multiple lanes turning. Identify and enter the lane from which you will turn. Stay in that lane until the turn is completed. 3-point turnabout. Use this type of turnabout only when the road or street is too narrow to make a U-turn and you cannot go around the block. This type of turn should only be used on a 2-lane roadway that is not busy. It is better to circle an entire city block if the street is busy. The 3-point turn must be performed without hitting the curb, driving off the road surface, or using a side street or driveway. To perform a 3-point turnabout. 1. Check the mirrors and activate your right turn signal to communicate your intention to pull to the right edge of the road. Stop on the right edge of the road. 2. Activate your left turn signal, check traffic, and check blind spot by looking over your left shoulder. When traffic is clear, turn hard left to the other side of the road and stop when you have reached the other side. 3. Place the vehicle in reverse, check traffic, and check blind spots on both sides by looking over your shoulders. Do not depend on your rearview mirror alone. When traffic is clear, turn hard right to the other side of the road and stop. 4. Place the vehicle in drive, and check traffic and blind spots. When traffic is clear, turn hard left and drive forward into the right lane of traffic heading in the new direction. Check traffic and make sure your turn signal has cancelled. Continue driving straight in the new direction. Intersections. At all intersections, reduce your speed and search for traffic control devices, oncoming and cross traffic, pedestrians and bicyclists, the roadway condition, and areas of limited visibility. Do not rely on other road users to obey traffic control signals or signs. You can only control your own driving, but not the driving of others. Some road users may not yield the right of way. Be prepared to avoid a collision. Before moving again after you have stopped at an intersection, take extra time to check for crossing traffic and bicyclists. You should always look left, then right, and left again before entering the intersection. At a traffic signal when the light turns green, avoid immediately moving into the intersection. Take time to make sure your path of travel is clear and there is no crossing traffic. You need a large enough gap to get your vehicle across the roadway or to turn into the appropriate lane and accelerate to an appropriate speed. Never assume another driver will share space with your vehicle or give your vehicle any additional space. Do not turn into a lane just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal active. The driver with an active turn signal may plan to turn after they go past your vehicle or may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. Diverging Diamond Interchange, DDI. The primary difference between a DDI and a conventional interchange is the design of the directional crossovers on either side of the interchange. This eliminates the need for left-turning vehicles to cross the paths of approaching through vehicles. By shifting cross-street traffic to the left side of the street between the signalized crossover intersections, vehicles on the crossroad making a left turn onto or off of ramps do not conflict with vehicles approaching from other directions. The DDI design has shown to improve the operations of turning movements to and from the interstate and to significantly reduce the number of vehicle-to-vehicle conflict points compared to a conventional diamond interchange. The DDI also reduces the severity of conflicts. Restricted Crossing U-turn, RCUT. The RCUT intersection differs from a conventional intersection by eliminating the left turn and through movements from cross-street approaches. To accommodate these movements, The RCUT intersection requires drivers to turn right onto the main road and then make a U-turn maneuver at a one-way median opening, shown as the red movement in this figure. RCUTs may be controlled by a traffic signal, stop sign, merge or yield sign. RCUT intersections reduce potential conflict points and increase safety. Roundabouts and traffic circles. A roundabout, also known as a traffic circle, is a circular intersection with design features that promote safe and efficient traffic flow. Vehicles travel counterclockwise around a raised center island with entering traffic yielding the right of way to circulating traffic. When using roundabouts or traffic circles, slow down to enter the roundabout or traffic circle. A sign, like the one shown, warns of a roundabout or traffic circle. Yield to the traffic in the roundabout or circle. Enter a roundabout or traffic circle in a counterclockwise direction. Proceed to the appropriate exit, signal intent, and exit. Roundabouts are safer than traditional intersections because they eliminate head-on and high-speed right-angle collisions. Rules for school buses. You must stop for the entire time a school bus is stopped or preparing to stop with its red or amber lights flashing or its stop arm extended. After the school bus red and or amber lights have stopped flashing and the stop arm is no longer visible, proceed slowly, watching for children. Law requires these actions whether you are meeting the school bus or traveling behind it under the following conditions. On any two-lane highway. On any four-lane or multi-lane highway only when traveling behind a school bus. When attempting to pass a school bus that has red or amber signals flashing. You are required to stop for a stopped school bus when driving on a two-lane road. You do not have to stop around a school bus in the following circumstances. 1. When the school bus is in a passenger loading zone completely off the main travel lanes and when pedestrians are not allowed to cross the roadway. 2. A driver of a vehicle does not have to stop upon meeting a stopped school bus when traveling in the opposite direction on a multi-lane highway or multi-lane private road. A multi-lane highway or multi-lane private road is defined as a high consists of four lanes, having at least two traffic lanes in each direction. You must always stop on any highway when you are behind the bus. When you have stopped, you must not proceed until the school bus moves or the red lights are no longer flashing. SC Code Section 565-2760. Parking. You are responsible for making sure that your vehicle is not an obstruction when it is parked. Vehicles displaying a disability license plate or placard may park in designated spaces for people with disabilities, but only if that vehicle is driven by or transporting the person with the disability whose name is on the license plate registration or placard registration certificate. Always park in a designated parking area. When parking along the roadway, park your vehicle as far away from the flow of traffic as possible. Do not park more than 18 inches from the curb or edge of pavement. No parking zones. There are many areas where parking is not allowed. Check for signs or painted curbs that may prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by colored curb markings. Perpendicular and angle parking. Entering a perpendicular or angle parking space. 1. Identify the space in which you will park and check traffic. 2. Signal your intentions. 3. Move forward slowly, turning the steering wheel left or right as appropriate, until the vehicle reaches the middle of the space. 4. Center the vehicle in the space. 5. Move to the front of the parking space, stop, and secure the vehicle. Exiting a perpendicular or angle parking space. 1. Check for traffic in all directions. 2. Continue to check traffic and move straight back until your front bumper clears the vehicle parked beside you. 3. Then turn the steering wheel sharply in the direction that the rear of your vehicle should move. 4. When the vehicle clears the parking area space, stop and shift to drive. 5. Accelerate smoothly, steering as needed to straighten wheels. Parallel parking. Entering a parallel parking space. 1. Identify the space where you will park, check traffic, and signal. 2. When traffic is clear, shift to reverse and look to the rear in the direction the vehicle will be moving. 3. Back slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly in the appropriate direction. Continue backing up until your front bumper is in line with the rear bumper of the vehicle you are parking behind. 4. Back up slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly to center the vehicle into the space. 1. Stop before touching the bumper of the vehicle to the rear. Shift to drive and adjust the vehicle in the parking space. Do not park more than 18 inches from the curb or edge of pavement. Exiting a parallel parking space. 1. Check traffic in all directions, place your foot on the brake, shift to reverse, and back up as much as possible to the vehicle parked behind you. 2. Signal and use your mirrors and look over your shoulder to check traffic. Shift to drive and move forward slowly, steering into the lane. 3. Make sure the front bumper of the vehicle will clear the vehicle ahead, if not, reverse and correct steering. 4. Move forward into the appropriate lane of traffic when the door of the vehicle clears the rear bumper of the vehicle parked ahead of you. Parking on hills. When parking on hills, you should do the following. 1. Headed downhill, with or without curb, turn wheels to the right, except when parking left on a one-way street. 2. Headed uphill, with curb, turn wheels to the center of the street with the back of the front tire against the curb. 3. Headed uphill, without a curb, turn wheels to the right so that the vehicle will roll off the road if the brakes fail. In each case, the parking brakes should be set, the vehicle placed in the proper gear or park and the engine turned off. For a manual transmission, the car should be set in first or reverse. When leaving a parking space, signal, use your mirrors and look over your shoulder to check traffic. Yield right of way. Changing lanes. When changing lanes, check your mirrors. Check your blind spots, or areas around your vehicle that cannot be seen by other vehicles. This is done by turning your head and looking over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Identify a gap in traffic, signal, and look again in the direction of the lane change. Adjust speed and steer into lane. Entering a multi-lane highway. Use the acceleration lane to reach the speed of other vehicles before pulling onto the roadway. This is the lane that runs alongside the main roadway. Identify a gap in traffic and merge with the traffic flow. Cancel your turn signal. Exiting a roadway. It is important to know where you are exiting the roadway. Plan to move to the lane closest to your existing point early to avoid a quick lane change. Maintain your vehicle speed as long as you are on the main roadway. Signal your intention, move to the deceleration lane, check for the posted speed, and adjust your speed accordingly. The deceleration lane is to the right of the roadway and before you reach the ramp. Passing. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is to be used for passing slower vehicles. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. The shoulder is a hard surface on the right side of the roadway that is to be used as an emergency stopping lane and not for through traffic. When passing another vehicle, pass the vehicle as quickly and safely as possible. The longer your vehicle stays alongside the other vehicle, the longer you are in danger of being in the blind spot of the other vehicle moving toward your lane. To pass. Check for oncoming traffic. Check your mirrors and over your shoulder for following or passing vehicles. When it is safe to pass, signal your intentions 100 feet or more before passing. Steer smoothly into the passing lane. Maintain or adjust speed as necessary. Continue to pass until the complete front of the passed vehicle is visible in your rearview mirror. Signal your intention to return to the lane. Check traffic over your shoulder for following or passing vehicles. Steer smoothly into the lane, maintaining or adjusting speed as appropriate. When being passed, stay in your lane. Maintain a constant speed to allow the driver to pass you. Be on guard so that you may protect yourself from any other driver's potentially unsafe actions. Do not attempt to pass when an oncoming vehicle is approaching, when your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, while at intersections, or before a highway railroad crossing or bridge. Slow down when passing a bicyclist. Allow as much space as possible between your vehicle and the bicyclist and consider the bicyclist's speed when you pass. Zipper merge, late merge. The zipper merge is a new driving strategy that requires a change in the way of thinking of drivers who were taught to merge early when noticing that a lane will end. Merging early can lead to unexpected and dangerous lane switching, collisions, and road rage. Zipper merging reduces these dangers by using both lanes until reaching the merge area. When you see a lane closed ahead sign and traffic is backing up, stay in your current lane of traffic until you reach the point of merge. Then take turns with the other drivers to, safely and smoothly, ease into the open lane of traffic. When traffic is heavy and slow, it is much safer for drivers to remain in their current traffic lane until the point where drivers can take turns merging into the open lane of traffic. Law does not require the zipper merge to be used, but it is a best practice especially when a lane is closed in a construction zone. The zipper merge benefits drivers by reducing the difference in speeds between two lanes. Changing lanes when traffic is traveling at approximately the same speed is easier and safer. Reducing the overall length of traffic backup by as much as 40%. Reducing congestion on the interstate. Creating a sense of fairness and equity that all lanes are moving at the same rate. Reducing incidents of road rage. When not to use the zipper merge. When traffic is moving at highway speeds and there are no backups, it makes sense to move sooner to the lane that will remain open. The bottom line is to merge when it is safe to do so.